Liz Smalley is an attorney with the Michigan Office of Regulatory Reinvention, and she recently was part of an announcement to deregulate 18 occupational licenses and eliminate 9 occupational boards in the state of Michigan. Now, this is a recommendations. It hasn't been put into effect, but we're going to find out why this is important. Liz, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Just so we're clear, what does your office do?
Our office was created by Governor Snyder about a year ago to administer Michigan's rulemaking process and to conduct a review of Michigan's existing regulations. And the mission of our office is really to ensure that Michigan's regulatory environment is simple, fair, efficient, and conducive to business growth and job creation. And so in that light, we have kind of taken on some initiatives to do some real in-depth review and make some recommendations in some key areas, such as the environment, workplace safety, banking and finance, and occupational licensing.
All right. You have your office has recommended to deregulate 18 occupational licenses and eliminate 9 occupational boards in the state of Michigan. Tell us about this.
Yep, it's part of a comprehensive report that was put together by our office, and it was developed primarily through an advisory rules committee. This was a committee that met over the course of several months. It was made up of an entrepreneur, professor, attorneys, association executives. We had regulators from several of the bureaus within the department that actually, you know, are closely involved in regulating these occupations, and took information from outside parties and chambers of commerce and other sources to review 87 occupations, and then put together these recommendations to deregulate these occupations, but also make some updates and changes to other processes, how some of the other occupations are regulated, some general recommendations as to you know, how some things are handled, such as opportunities for communications with licensees by the departments, opportunities to, you know, move forward technologically for, you know, using electronic processes, emails, and updating things of that nature for streamlining of the government process when it comes to your license.
Your office is recommending the complete deregulation of 18 occupations, which represents just over 17% of the occupations regulated by the state of Michigan. According to a 2007 study, Michigan is the 6th most heavily regulated state with respect to occupational licensing. Now, you know, opponents are going to say regulation is necessary to protect the general public. How do you respond to that?
This that was a key factor and something that we looked at as we reviewed all of the occupations, and something that we took very seriously. And we feel that in all of the cases where we have recommended a deregulation, each instance that we reviewed the occupation, it was a case-by-case review, and it was an instance in which we felt that there was either a place where there were other factors involved, where there may have been a national organization that provided some type of credentialing or some type of similar licensing type activity that would also stand in place of a state license. It could have been that the number of licenses actually provided by the state was so few that it questioned whether or not there was actually any public protection provided by the license itself. So we felt that in every case that we reviewed, that was the first question that we asked and felt pretty comfortable with where we ended up when we made our recommendation.
All right. Now, some of these, I can understand why you would deregulate them. Auctioneers, interior designers, yay. But there are a couple of, there are some jobs on here which are almost startling. For example, a dietitian and nutritionist. It seems like you'd want that person to be regulated and know what they were talking about.
Understandable question, and I'm glad that you asked. And that was one of the instances when we took a look at the license itself and the practice of the profession. Not only is this a profession where there are a number of national organizations that are involved in providing educational credentialing resources for the profession of dietitians and nutritionists, but also in many cases, these are professionals that operate in institutions such as hospitals and schools in which the public would encounter them in an instance where there would be an employer that would hire them, that there wouldn't be a one-on-one situation where the public would be looking for them and there wouldn't be someone else involved that would
All right, Liz, yeah. I'm running short on time here. What I'm going to do is put you on hold. We want to get you back on to continue this conversation on 1320 WILS.